by some. He referred to the first step as transportation. When English first appears and stays in a location where it has never been spoken before, the second process, known as indigenization, is a long stage in which the new English variety begins to reflect the local culture and diverges from the original variety. The new variety is employed in an expanding range of circumstances and for an expanding range of purposes during the third process, known as the expansion in usage phase. An increase in local variety variation is another aspect of this process. The native species develops into native variations. Fourth phase is institutionalization. The utilization of the regional variety as a language learning approach in schools characterizes the first phase. Local literature in the new style will be written throughout this time. The fifth and final phase sees a decline in use.